Hi, is this Sophie?
Yes, who is this?
This is Gregor at 98 Cool in Saskatoon.
Yay, how are you?
I'm fabulous. Is it okay if I call you Sophie? I don't know. I feel like I should be calling you like your full, like Sophie B. Hawkins. That's just, I don't know how
no,
I,
no, no.
How
you
I know
you. Sophie or Soph or whatever you want.
I don't know if we're close enough that I can just call you Soph already.
Nobody ever has called me Soph.
Oh, my goodness. This is awesome. Okay, well, I'm going to be the first one to call you Soph. Oh, this is fantastic. I have to tell you, right out of the chute here. So the organizers came in for the Sastel Saskatchewan Jazz Fest. They're rolling through the lineup. We got this, we got that, and we got Sophie B. Hawkins. I said, wait, hang on a second. You got like, damn, I wish I was your love, like that. And they're like, yes, Sophie B.
Yes.
Hawkins, like that. Oh, my, that's crazy. This is so cool.
This is cool, isn't it? And guess what?
What?
My main musician is from Saskatoon.
Are you kidding me? That's crazy. Who is it? Maybe I know him.
His name is Sat Nam. Do you know him?
I don't know him. No. I mean, I know everybody knows everybody up here, but I actually don't know him. But that's awesome. That's so cool.
Well, I know he grew up there, and I was going to have all of my musicians from Saskatoon, because I said, Sat Nam, you're from there. You're going to be there because he's helping his mom out. I said, find me all the musicians in the band from Saskatoon. It will be so great because I'm going to be touring Canada in the fall. And he did, but for some reason, he only got himself from Saskatoon. But I'll meet them when I'm there. I'll meet more.
He wants all the glory for himself.
He seems to, yeah.
That's so not like us.
I know. He's so great. And his name's Sat Nam.
That's awesome. Hey? So cool. Well,
yeah.
If I can back up to when, the early 90s-ish there, the video for, like I said, Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover, at that time, so I'm 13, that had me feeling funny things that I hadn't felt before. But I heard at the time that it was, like, too hot. We had, like, Much Music up here. It was, like, too hot for Much Music. You had to actually reshoot some of the video. Is that true?
Wait, I remember Much Music. And I don't know, there's somebody from Much Music said I had really great feet. and that was based on the video.
That was probably Rick the Temp.
Probably. But, you know, I don't know if it was because it was too hot. I think there was a lot of reasons that people thought it was, but I was told recently, in the last 2 years, that the real reason they banned the first video was because there's a scene where me and this black dancer are walking our fingers across each other's faces, and they said that the South in America couldn't handle the interracial quality of it all.
Wow, hey?
Isn't that shocking?
It's crazy how times have changed. For sure it is.
Uh-huh. I know. I never was told that, of course, because you know what I would have done. I would have gone all over the papers and radio and said, can you believe this?
Yeah, oh, for sure, right?
Yes. They were so mad at me because I was sticking up for trans people. I was on the morning shows saying, you know, all these great trans artists and you should read their books and hear their music. And Sony practically had a heart attack and wanted to drop me over that. So, of course, they didn't tell me anything about why the video was banned. But it makes sense. I mean, if that were the case, because there was so much other more sexual videos out there.
Well, I mean, I guess, yeah, I remember there was a show called, yeah, Too Much for Much. And now when you look back at the videos they show on there, it's like, oh, my God, what? Like, whatever. Doesn't seem that bad, but the way times have changed. But you were somebody that seemed, I don't know if I can say this, like you had a bee in your bonnet. Hey, you like to confront things, right?
But that's funny what you said, because my middle name is Bee.
Hey, there you go. Look at that. I always get teased for saying.
You know, it's funny. But, you know, it wasn't on purpose. It's just that I'm generally unfiltered, and I grew up in Manhattan where everybody just says what they think, and that's what I thought. I only ever said what I thought. I didn't try to make waves. And also being from Manhattan, New York, I was always surprised at the things that people were upset about.
Yeah. No kidding.
I mean, my mother was a writer, and she was, you know, she was pretty creative. So I was used to everything.
No, I love that. I got to New York for the first time last year. It's a vibe, that's for sure. My goodness.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. the 90s, they were a vibe, though. Do you miss the 90s? Did you ever leave them? I still wear like a chain wallet and like Doc Martens. I don't know. I haven't
That's
left them
so
really.
True. I have a version of Doc Martens from Spain. It's a great company called Art, but I don't know. Listen, do I miss the 90s? That's such an interesting question because I didn't realize we were in the 90s. We were in our lives is how I felt. But see, you were 13. I was older and I was, you know, under that pressure of having a career. I did love life before the internet. Now, having said that, there's a lot that I do love about the internet. So, but I would say if I miss anything about the 90s, it was that it was still analog and that nobody had cell phones. And I do love the music. I mean, when my daughter, she's 9 years old and she puts on Nirvana, I go crazy for love. I think the 90s had brilliant, brilliant music, musicians, so creative, and everything seems to hold up. So I love the 90s, but I like now, too. I like what's happening, not in politics, but I love what's happening in music to a great extent.
Who are you listening? Who do you listen to now?
Well, I listen to, this is going to sound so lame, but it's the truth. I listen to who my kids listen to because we're, you know, driving around or, you know, I hear it booming out of the room and I go, wow, that's fantastic. So I've been listening to, like, my son's very into Kendrick Lamar and Joe, what's his face? Joe, I'll remember his name. And then my daughter loves, you know, Chappelle Roan and all the great pop singer-songwriters. I hope she writes her own songs. But anyways, I do. I love everything. Why do you laugh?
No, just because you're like, oh, I hope she writes her own stuff. No, that's cool.
Yes. Yes.
I hear what you're saying, though. There's a lot of great reasons that the internet is cool, but there's I loved pre-internet life because in a way it has brought the world, it's made the world smaller, but in a way that hasn't been such a great thing.
No, you know what? Like the intimacy is gone too. I mean, we used to be, didn't you? I told my daughter this. I would think, I want to see my friend Joe. And I would think it, and then I would walk out on the street and there would Joe be. I didn't have to text him. I didn't have to call him. It was like we had these relationships that were so, they were bigger in a way. They were more telepathic. They were more trusting. We got each other. We mm-hmm. made plans and we showed up.
Yep.
It wasn't like a million texts like, I'm almost there. I'm ten-. You know what? It took me so long to get used to this.
I always wish, I say this all the time, because I've got a son now who's 9, and I always say, I wish I was almost like born in the 50s, because I think I missed a great time then, because I can't parent around in this its age of making these play dates on the phone. Because, yeah, same thing. I grew up and it was like my best two buddies were on the block and we would just go outside and then there we were. And then we would be playing and away you'd go.
Yes. So. Yes. It's always like now there's this hyper control. And so exactly what you just said, I don't want to make this great effort to force these alliances that may not really be there. And so when my daughter does get along with somebody, and it's always usually someone, I don't even want to say it, but it's not, you know, the cool kids or whatever. Yeah. I always just say, just get outside. Why aren't you outside? And I hide their screens all the time.
Yeah. Man,
and I don't let them do screens during the week, either any of my kids, nothing during the week on screens. Oh. And then I hide them on the weekend and let them do it just for an hour at a time.
Good for you. I don't know if I have that restraint. Sometimes I got to give them that thing to give me a reprieve for a minute.
I know. Well, luckily my daughter loves to read and that.
Cool.
Kids are different. She happens to, if I just put a Harry Potter book in her lap, she will be content. That's lucky for me.
That's awesome.
No, anyway, I can't control my son anymore. He's 16 though. Do what he wants.
It's too late, eh? Too late for them.
I know, yeah. It is. He just got his license today. He's freaking driving.
Oh, congratulations. That's got to be exciting and both scary as all you know what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's both.
Jeez, eh? At least he got his license. Like, the same thing. This generation, I don't know. I know kids nowadays, they're, like, in their 20s, and they're like, man, I don't know. They just have no desire. I could not wait to turn 16 and get my license. I don't know. Just it's a different time.
I think that's healthy. I mean, you're right. I know people my age who still don't drive, and I and they're women, and I go, what is up with that?
Yeah.
Don't you want to just go somewhere ever?
Just, that's the freedom of it. Like, the day I got my driver's license, I don't think I've sat on a bike ever since. It was like the car goes everywhere. Yeah. My goodness.
It's amazing. I grew up in Manhattan. I didn't drive until I was in my 30s, so I moved to L.A.
Yeah.
Because I was in Manhattan, then London. But it was like, wow. Again, the relationships you can have with people in a car, it's so great. The talking, the exploring, it's just like so, like, how could you not want that?
No kidding. No, and the music, like you say. I mean, I know you're kind of, listening to newer stuff. I've forced my son, at least thus far, he's a miniature version of me. He's in, because I'm, like I said, I'm perpetually stuck in the 90s. All we listen to is, old 90s rock. His favorite band is like the Smashing Pumpkins. It's too funny.
Really? Wow.
I know, right? Anyways, I think I'm doing an okay job. And it sounds like you're doing a great job. No, but speaking of the 90s, though, I saw on your socials, I was following you there, you were on the 90s cruise with, like, Lisa Loeb and these other amazing 90s performers. Like, what was that like? Like you said, you've had these relationships.
They were amazing.
Did you have a kind of already pre-existing relationships with them?
No, and it's funny you mentioned the Smashing Pumpkins because I think I opened for them. Were they on the 90s cruise, by the way?
I don't know if they were on the 90s cruise. Because I think...
There was one band that was... Yeah, go on.
No, I was going to say, I just saw the lead singer. He just had a baby, so I don't think that they were on it, but don't quote me on that. I was just more following maybe your adventures on there, and I thought, oh my God, this looks like so much fun.
It actually was fun. Okay, so I've never been on a cruise in my life. Again, as a New Yorker, I thought, I'll never go on a cruise. Oh my God, it was amazing.
What was so good about it?
The music was great. First of all the musicians can play like crazy, and everybody still loves music and loves to play, and everyone is current. Like, nobody was sitting on their old laurels. Everybody has new stuff out, and the old stuff is great. So it was actually an artistic feeling. Like, I didn't feel like we were on some bygone era cruise. I felt like I was with artists who really have kept up and kept their work going and their lives going as artists. But in a way, the beautiful thing is also a lot of marriages were there and people who had been through the L.A. fires. Like, these people have been through life, and it was great to talk to them. I loved them, everyone. And Lisa Loeb is amazing and generous and funny. Everyone was funny and generous and nice. Like, not a mean person. Everybody was cool. And what else can I say? I was only on it for 3 days. I would do it again.
Nice.
And you know who I love the best? I love the audience. And did you know that I had a breakfast with the audience for a charity? And that was the best thing that I did. I met, I think it was 12 people. We had breakfast at this table, and I went around the room and heard everyone's story, and then we were all talking, and I never had been in a better sort of situation ever. I thought everyone was incredibly interesting and emotionally, like, expressive and kind, the whole thing. And they were there to be with me, but I was really there to be with them. It was amazing.
Aw, that sounds very special. That's so cool. I love that you had that experience there, yeah.
I loved it so much. I would do it again. I would do it for charity. I thought that would be a great idea for I don't know if anyone wants to have breakfast with me, but they're sort of a captive audience on a cruise. But that is a great idea because obviously the person who's going to get the most out of it is me. Because I'm stuck in this world where people are not stuck, but in general, when people interview me, they're asking me about me. But the better thing is to ask people about them, and that is what I do in my life. That's how I live my life. But to be able to do it in that situation, to reverse it, and, you know, when people are talking to somebody that they think is famous, which is not how I think of myself, but they think it, they think I'm famous, they cut right to the quick. They get to the meaningful stuff immediately in their life.
Yeah.
And it's really moving.
Similarly, we hosted a a bunch of people on a travel trip to Mexico, and that was the same experience I had. Same thing. I'm pseudo famous in Saskatoon, so to speak, but I don't look at it that way. But I enjoyed everybody on the trip. I made sure I spent like a breakfast or a lunch or something with everybody, and it was just so neat to get to know all of these people, and we had such an amazing time. So I totally get what you're saying, and like I said, I had major FOMO looking there. To me, it just looked like so much fun. Yeah, like you said, with all these creatives sitting around making music, it would just been like the fun part of the Titanic, like that section where everybody's just having a good time and making music together.
Yeah.
You know,
but it is that way. We always like, I don't know if people want to make their lives look harder than they are, or they really are harder than they are, or we just have humans have this horrible tendency to destroy everything. But truly, when you're on one of those things, you go, guys, this isn't that bad. We are so lucky to do this.
I hear you.
You know what I mean?
Is it okay that we're talking this long? I don't want to keep you too long, but I'm really enjoying this as well.
I don't know. I mean, it's up to you. I'm at home. You know, I'm working on, actually, you know what I'm working on?
What are you doing?
Can I just tell you for fun?
Yeah.
Well, I am doing this tour and I'm very excited about it. I'm doing the Saskatoon, I'm doing the UK, I'm doing Glastonbury and all that jazz. That's all fun. But what I'm actually working on during the day is two things. I have a musical that I wrote, the music and the book too, and that's an original. That's having its third reading in June. And I'm also working on a book. And the book is not because I think I'm great or anything. It's because I've been told that I could sell it, and then I realized that I really love writing. And so I'm seeing how far I can go. It's very challenging. It's very difficult, I'm going to tell you, to actually follow through. I want to get up. I want to write a song. I want to paint. I want to do anything but write this book. But I will have to say, I am learning so much from the process.
That's awesome.
That's what I'm doing.
You know, it's so funny. One of the things I kind of wanted to ask you was, because you have been seen as so fearless and, like you say, outspoken, and you just said things as you saw it, I wanted to ask you about something that makes you nervous. Is that it? Is it this, like, doing this book now?
Well, what makes me so, well, first of all, I think writing essays is one thing. But when you have to write a book, I'm sure everyone, you know this. I mean, you read a book, it's just how do people ever finish books? Songwriting is so finite, you know?
Yeah.
So there's the work of it, like that's a continual, and then the layers that you start to know yourself, and for me, this is what's hard. Knowing myself in this way that I never, ever dreamed I would know myself and didn't want to. And re-looking at things and reading old journals and going, wow, what if I turned this on its head and saw this all? What if I... that same old story that I've always told, which I couldn't possibly write it. I've told it too many times. It's boring shit. Well, what if I asked another question about it and saw it from his point of view? Well, like it's uncomfortable. It makes me cry a lot to think of, remember things. It's very hard, this stuff.
Yeah. I can only imagine. Good for you. I love it that you're challenging yourself.
Well,
that's so cool.
I might not finish it. I'm going to be honest with you. I may not be able to finish it because the desire to do other things is so strong, but I'm really pushing myself to at least get like 150 pages down. That's just being honest with you. I don't know why. And like I said, I never filter.
Well, I tell you what, when you
tell you I'm not going to finish it, I'm trying to get a book deal.
I was just going to say, when we get to the summertime here and you're here for the festival, I'm going to ask how far along your book is.
Yeah, well, the problem is I have so many pages, but they're shit. I mean to say 150 good pages. I mean something that I really enjoy reading, because you have to enjoy your own stuff. And that's the thing about coming to Saskatoon, and this is not me marketing myself, but this is the truth. The reason why I do actually love touring, I don't like leaving home. No musician ever wants to leave home. But once I get on stage, I go, I fucking love my music. It really is complicated and it's like, layered, and the lyrics are great, and the chords sound amazing, and I just love it. And that's the thing is, if I don't love my book, there's no way I'm going to keep writing it. No fucking way. I love my music too much, and I love painting.
Wow. Sophie, I've just enjoyed this immensely. I was already planning to hit the show. You've sold that show incredibly well. To see the passion, just hear it now. See it on the stage. That's gonna be wild. And it's a beautiful setting too. The Sastel Saskatchewan Jazz Fest. We've got a huge river valley. The stage, you can see the river in the background there. Bring your swimsuit. We got paddle boarding. Have you ever standed up paddle boarding?
Wow. I love paddleboarding and I love swimming. I'm a water person. I'm a Scorpio.
You got to hit the river when you're here, girl.
You know I will. And I'm a big, big outdoor person. It's exciting to me.
Oh, you're going to love our province. This is like outdoor mania out here. This is awesome. This is a match made in heaven,
God.
You coming. This is awesome.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Well, I really appreciate it. I asked for 5 to 10 minutes, and I've way extended my time with you, but I just I love how refreshing you are. I kind of thought that you might be this way, and you've been every bit as advertised.
You're so cute. You know, you're refreshing, too. And by the way, Canadians are so polite. No American would ever say, I only asked for 5 minutes. I love that. That's why I can't wait to get to Canada. That's sort of, I'm polite like that. It's very unusual.
Well, I really appreciate it. This has like been a dream come true. Like I said, that video had a profound effect on me at 13, and it's just insane to think that I'm chatting with you now and having such a good time. So really appreciate it, and so excited to see you here in our city.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to see you too, and you better say hello.
Soph, I'm going to do it. You betcha.
Yes. So, okay, good. Enjoy the spring, by the way.
You'll know it's me when I say so. Hey, be happy you're not here today. We're getting 10 to 20 centimeters of snow tomorrow. Isn't that insane?
Oh, crap.
Yeah. So we'll make sure it's all good and melted by the time you come, though.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. Good luck with your book.
Thank you.
Write hard, Sophie. Write hard.
Okay. Bye. I'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye. Thanks.